Forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat.
And Pat.
And this is actually Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex,
fucking
dating and love. And we're back in the studio. I'm going to be completely honest. I was in the shower, say it with me, I would say 45 seconds ago. My hair is dripping wet. I'm wrapped in a towel. Pat, do you mind if I take my headphones off to brush through my hair for 1 second?
No, not at all.
Okay, I'll be right back. Talk about you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm in this weird space where I didn't have coffee this morning, but I did have caffeine gum, which I'm immune to because I chewed too much of it. And I can't hear myself, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that that's okay.
I'm back. What did I miss? Okay, I look absolutely gorgeous. Do I look mermaid?
I can't hear my... Oh, now I can hear myself when I talk. You do look mermaid. You look like the famous Aquaria look from season 10 of Drag Race.
Oh, wow. A new, sort of operating from a new lexicon.
I'm getting side eye from my same sex sexual partner because
at this point it's like
I'm
are
a bandwagoner.
Are you here or where are you?
What do you mean?
Where are you? I think we all know what it means.
I'm in Bushwick. What's your?
I think I have a little bone to picky with you.
I felt like you did, but I wasn't.
I don't
sure
feel
what.
Like you're valuing me enough during core.
I know. I'm not valuing like any. I'm getting.
Well, here's the thing with you. It's like, and I've been talking to Brian about this. Like, I don't think.
Okay,
first of all,
you're not allowed to talk to Brian about me. First thing is first.
To quote my best friend from college who later abandoned me, once you get a boyfriend, it's like they become your number one person.
And oh my God.
I won't be your number one person anymore. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, that doesn't seem true to me. But then she literally dropped dead the second she got a BF. And I celebrate them and I celebrate their love. And we're like 6 months dinner friends now.
Do I know this person?
No, that's how you know. That's how you know. She literally, it was sister vibes.
You're the queen of being friends with like.
But I celebrate her. I really love her. I don't mean
you're like. Rich. You're like
life gets in the way.
You're the queen of being friends with people like from all generations of Princeton. Like you're like, I'm friends with this person from the Princeton grad class of 93, but also like the Princeton grad class of 2017.
I don't discriminate between Princeton grad classes. I accept all. Okay, my B to P with you is that it's not that I think you're like calling and texting other people. In fact, I know you're not. It's just like, and I literally don't think about it. Sometimes I'm like, literally, someone was like, oh, you must be talking to Pat. And I'm like,
yeah.
Funny thing that.
No, I know. Like,
as a British person would say, funny thing that.
Well, I can totally validate.
Like, it's like the thing about you is that you don't care about me.
No, that's not true.
And the thing is, I know that's not true. I know.
It's not true.
I know you would take a bullet for me.
I literally was like, literally taking a bullet. If I can show you my bujo.
But then the issue literally is that the second you decided to call me. Was the time that I actually got randomly busy with family stuff and couldn't be back. I didn't want you to think I was like, well, gonna make him suffer. I literally was like, I can't. I haven't
touched
my phone really.
No,
I don't know what I can. I don't really want
to. Yeah, we can't.
It's obviously nothing. It's nothing bad. It's nothing I can really discuss.
Literally wearing a backwards cap just for the viewers. Literally,
Angela,
just
you literally
never
like
worn this in his life.
If I saw you in the street, when hot frack guy, I'd be like, who the hell is that?
She says,
Angela, do you care about me?
She'd say hot. Angela, Catherine says, do you care about her?
A lot.
He does a lot, and he actually always talks about how he hasn't seen you since New Year's Eve.
Actually fucking crazy that we haven't seen each other, and I just feel so like. But, anyways, the point is, the stuff with the drama this weekend. It was like, oh my God, we'll talk off pod, and I'm sure I can talk about it eventually. But it's just so weird when my family is so close that when there's like an actual argument, it's like, wait, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wait, is there an argument about that? We have to talk off air.
I mean, yeah.
I need to be involved. I need to be on the phone with Lisa ultimately.
She would love your take.
I need to be Zooming with Lisa at the end of the day.
It's so funny. Bri has taken like literally now, like because we got in like an argument and I was like, I literally, before even talking, I was like, Bri, what do you think? I like needed him to like speak for me because I couldn't handle it.
Oh my God. There he
goes. I also have to be open about this, but the reason I'm late to the podcast, and I know I've been talking the entire single time.
And that's okay.
The whole American hour of this podcast, but the way that I'm late to the podcast is because I, first of all, there's a lot I have to talk to you. I literally have a list, yellow notebook here.
I have one thing to say too.
One single thing. My patellar tendonitis. So it's really getting me in a bad mood. But today, Bri was like, why don't you get like a compression thing? So we went to CVS and I got like a knee band. And I left But anyway, so then after that, I ended up running 3 miles and then walking a bit. And it was good. And afterwards, I was like, let's go in the river. Which is, we live near an ice cold river.
Oh my
God. And
then
we got in the river. And then we laid down by the river. And like, so here's what happened earlier today, this morning. Bri was horny and I wasn't really, we started having sex and halfway through, I'm like, I'm sorry, my knee hurts. I'm not feeling it.
Oh my God.
And so then by the river, it was like extremely erotic and we had we decided ultimately we had to have sex before the cast.
Well, in the ice cold, but I have a question. In the ice cold river, did that affect?
No. So it was ice cold, but then immediately in the sun, hot. Anyways, I got a new bikini and so Bri was definitely feeling erotic towards me. Anyways, we're laying on this and we got so horny on the riverbank that we slapped our little asses inside and then had like a really sweaty kind of like demeaning horny ass sex.
Cool.
And he actually had his finger in my ass while we both came. Are you mad? Okay. Do you care about Bri?
No.
Okay. It's like he literally is like looking at his the palms of his hands saying, no palm reader could have told me this would be my fucking adult life. No certified palm reader could tell me that.
Well, what I would say is that you guys are really obsessed with anal. You're skirting around anal lately and you're sometimes going full on, but you're always kind of, you're circling that drain of anal.
Yeah, I think it's like now we're around each other literally all hours of the day. So it's like, how can we make this feel farm fresh, to quote Faro Freeze? And we made it farm fresh today by doing... getting really sweaty and like really demeaning. It was really hot. Anyways, that's
demeaning
why
how you know that I'm rewatching Girls with Angela right now.
Oh my God, isn't it heaven on earth?
We're on season 3.
It's so fucking good, isn't it?
I'm so glad that we're on season 3 because that's when they start doing the interviews after the apps where they kind of like discuss what they were going for.
What
and
they
I like
to say
just like everything. And I just need that kind of like in later seasons it's Lena and Judd, and in this season it's just Lena. But it's so I always love to hear kind of what was kind of being chatted about in the writer's room.
Tell me the highlights. But anyways, I had to shower off before the party, and that's ultimately why I'm Say It With Me. L is for the way you look at me. A is for the only asshole I had my finger in. C is there is a really hot guy who puts his finger in my asshole. E is made for email online, which is how we connect now in the coronavirus. Okay. I'm fucking done talking for the whole episode, obviously.
Okay, cool. That was great. I feel like that you said a lot that you needed to say, and I think it was really productive. I will say that what's been going on with me is I've been getting so untethered to time and reality, and like if I could show you my bujo where I do my, I this month I'm doing a habit tracker, okay? Which means I color in a box a different color every time I do one of my Say It With Me good habits. And
what are your good habits? I'm curious. What's a habit tracker?
So wait, let me kind of show you visually what it looks like. Okay. So that's, it's like I each kind of habit has
and for
a
those
color.
Who can't see right now, consider subscribing to the Patreon. We actually yeah. Video. And also for those, literally I'm butt naked if you want to see Patreon vibes.
So there's okay. There's a number for every day of the week and I colored in when I do that thing. So like some days are really good at coloring all, but like you can see this is what I call a dark hole that I just went into for 3 days where I didn't do anything and any tracking.
So can I, are you open to sharing what your habits are or at least one of them or something? Were those numbers like days of the month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's funny is that I have a separate kind of system too. But I have a separate system that covers push-ups, reading, and writing with and journaling, and that me and Angela do together. And then on my habit tracker, and that's on a poster board in Angela's room that he created. And that's kind of like his domain. Like,
how do you keep track of that stuff? Because I would love to. I'm actually one of my main core goals is like to be able to do an actual push-up. It's not really going well.
Twice during quarantine, we've gone to Target.
What do you think of that?
That's great.
It could be better.
Twice during quarantine, we went to Target, and in one of those times, Angela got poster board and little gemstone stickers. So that's a separate thing. And so that's a calendar of the month it is. And then for those three, we have three different diamonds. We each have different colors that you put. And then you write down how much of the push-ups you did. Separate than that, I do my habit tracker in that. So those things are reading, journaling, and push-ups. Then separately, like writing is a habit tracker thing. Running is a habit tracker thing. Those are the only ones I want to say.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Mostly it looks like a lot of your stuff's colored in, so it sounds like you're doing well.
Kind of. No.
Are you mad at me for being mad at you?
Absolutely not. I was like, made sense to me.
It's just like...
No, I keep wanting to call you. You're the only person I'm actually wanting to call.
No, I know. It's also, I get it because it's like, whenever I plan a Zoom with someone or like, it's like whenever the time comes, I'm like...
We do always want to do it. It's just somehow the day is like, because I've of my weird sleep schedule, it's like I really only have half the day because...
So have you considered like changing that?
Yeah, we're actively trying to each and every second of the day.
I think you're not going to be able to until you have a change in location.
No, I don't know. Well, so Angela's roommate's coming back, so...
That sucks. What do you think?
I know. We don't know what we're going to do yet. He's coming Thursday. I might go to Long Island. Angela might go to Rhode Island. We might be getting a new place on... July 1st. So
amazing.
There's just up in the air. We both have anxiety today because there's so much up in the air and we're just like, there's just so much uncertainty.
This is definitely a, sort of an off-pod combo, but if you want to use my apartment.
Maybe. I don't have your keys though. I only have your old keys.
Didn't I give you the new one?
You only give me your old ones.
Girl. I swear to God, I gave you the new one.
Girl, you only give me your old ones.
So... Yeah, it'd be nice to get out for sure. How is your family? Where is everyone?
My two brothers who live in Astoria are in Astoria. There's become a topic of conversation in my sibling text chain about who is getting the most play from the Truth Salutes, I will say, because Jack all of a sudden has made like a huge splash and is getting like.
Was Jack one of the running thing?
No, that was Chris, and those actually I have to give a shout out. Those were so funny. If you did high school track,
can you explain that to me?
So he did this thing. My younger brother Christopher, check him out. He's the one that Catherine is sometimes.
That's the one I'm sexual towards.
Yeah, that's the one that Catherine's sexual towards. He's what, like 24, maybe. Maybe he's 23, or maybe he's 24, or maybe he's 20. He might even be 25. No one quite is sure how old he is. Mm. And so he did this thing where he followed my first steps of competing in track and field and cross country. And so he did this thing where he put on his stories like, I don't know, DM me or something, and I'll tell you what kind of who on the high school track team you are. And he just like did these like I didn't even know the people, but I was LOLing because they were so like spot on. But what I will say I did though is that I then something he did made me think of a girl from like his grade and track, and I went to look at her Instagram to see like what she's up to now, and I accidentally I accidentally liked one of her things. I double tapped by accident. So this young girl who I wasn't even in high school at the same time as her, obviously never spoken to her in my life, kind of will get a like from kind of a verified user such as myself.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. But they were very, very funny. If you do track, I mean, you can't really access them now because I think they're gone, but they were very funny at the time. Jack's just graduated.
Honestly, this is for Patreon only, but like, okay, I smelled something bad and I was like, could that be me? I just got out of the shower.
I know.
You know how sometimes you can't, and I say this with absolute love towards myself and other people, but it's like, even sometimes even you scrub your armpits and they still kind of smell. Is that something you deal with?
No, well, my
I just sweated so much. I don't think I did a good enough job because I showered so quick.
But my thing right now, what I'm feeling right now in this moment in time with this temperature, with this weather, is that it's right now it's like the last day of it's the last week of school in elementary school where you don't do anything and you can bring in board games. Did you guys have that? After finals, kind of. It was like in like third grade for the last week of school.
No, I don't really remember that. Remember, we didn't have finals.
Oh, wait, let me just.
Sixth grade.
So yeah, neither did we. But like in third grade, you would like bring in like board games, and no one can bring them. Okay. And I had this gift from my uncle. My uncle actually had, and I think it was from my uncle in gave me a gift, and his girlfriend worked in a toy factory, and I got this gift called Mr.
Zooey Deschanel from Elf.
I got a gift that was Mr. Diamond, it was called. And the way Mr. Diamond was played is there was this black kind of octagon. There was all these gemstones, and you had to try to guess which ones were loose and grab them and put them in a ring. It was the most popular game for second, third, and fourth grade. I would bring it in. People would clamor around me. Everyone wants to play Mr. Diamond. No one else can get it. Like, wasn't sold in stores. I was like, I got it from my... Everyone's like, where'd you get it? I go, from my uncle's girlfriend's toy factory. Mr. Diamond, it was called. It was so fun. It was in a pink box. Yeah, it was like the most liked. Oh my God, it was the most liked day ever was.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you if you did something?
What?
Did you get into and did you go off for when McDonald's did the teeny beanies?
No, I was into regular beanies. My first one was Bernie, the beagle.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Did you have bears?
No, I couldn't really get that deep into it. Like, I know I had a friend. Yeah. I think I had a friend randomly accidentally give me a Diana bear, but like my family doesn't care about the royal family. It's like Rose from the Titanic. My mom was like, I don't get what the hype is.
That's their different. So in our Venn diagram, so similar is, or the same is, our moms don't care about Rose and Jack, and then differences are my mom cares very deeply about the royals.
My parents definitely don't care about the royals, which is odd because we even lived in London for a spell.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you don't, because it's like you literally hung out with them and they're just people to you.
Yeah, we had them over for dinner party.
But wait, I have to share this.
We had them over for dinner party. I am complete lobotomy vivacious.
But I have to say, I did not crave the Diana bear out of a respect for the royal family. It wasn't really about that.
Joke about that?
Oh, I used to say,
it's so funny.
What did I say? I'm always worried about, I get anxiety about things. Like, one thing I constantly worry about is the fact that, like, Princess Diana died and they made a beanie baby of her and nobody stopped them. And I kind of go absolutely off on how kind of, like, terrible that is to live such a life.
Wow.
It's just such a tormented but also beautiful life. And then, like, kind of you forget to throw in your will. Like, obviously, when I die, don't let them make a beanie baby of me. Like, let me have some shred of dignity in the afterlife. And, crazy.
I never thought I'd say that I would pay $6 million, upwards of $6 million, to watch you do live comedy right now.
I haven't done live comedy in so long.
Breaks my fucking heart in half. It's like, when is it ever going to happen?
I have to, Oh, yeah. So one thing that you guys should know if you're watching, listening, experiencing this in any way, and I have to say a dramatic thing that happened to me this morning also. And is that we're doing it. This whole episode just going to be me and Catherine, so we could finally just connect for once. And we've been having these internet issues, and we don't want to ever blame our guests. We don't want to ever.
It's on us. Next time, it's on.
And on us. We just
want to
make
sure. We haven't spoken in a while because of
the way I am. And we just want to make sure we gave
It's mutual.
And the guests will be back next week.
And we'll have a guest next week. But the point is, this week's just us girls.
And the guest will be a famous award winner. I will say that. I'm making that. We don't have anyone on the books.
And we'll have an EGOT.
And that's a all. Promise. And that is a promise.
I would stake my life on that promise.
So this morning I wake up. And by this morning I mean about 12:45 p.m.
Sure.
I wake up with a jolt because a smash has happened outside the window.
No.
A smash and there's shouts. I rush over like
shouts, my new artisanal taco bar.
I run over the window like a cum slut, desperate for drama. Try to stare out, but there's a screen. Like, I'm trying to stare out because it's like that way. I'm like, my face against the screen, trying to see.
Very New York.
I go down. There's literally people standing outside. Everyone's talking. And there has been a car crash, but I could tell there's drama surrounding it. They're on flip-flops of all things. And of course, a mask. Run outside, become instantly a part of the community of people that are standing around looking at this thing. The star of the show is this gorgeous girl who's in like those kind of pink like short shorts, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe Victoria's Seek. And and she is crying, but not really, but also being professional, like talking to these EMTs, talking to this police officer, like trying to explain the situation and doing so in such a way where she should have won an award for it. And what happened was her car was absolutely shattered to pieces. No one was hurt. A white car was there ahead, parked in the middle of the street. No one was in that one. I couldn't figure out why. Then I realized someone in the white car came, smashed into everyone, got out of the car and ran away. And everyone was like, who was that guy?
A hit and run.
It was like a hit and run, but like a literal run. Like he literally left his car there and everyone's like peeking in the windows and
why,
trying to figure out.
Why are people so psycho?
I'm sure he was like thinking like in my head, what I pieced together was like, I bet he's like on drugs and he thinks if he just runs away, then he could like come back when he's not on drugs anymore and be like, oh yeah, I was never on drugs. But it's like, that was just a decision he made because he was on drugs and he didn't realize it's like, you're going to get in trouble for leaving the scene.
Yeah, I feel like there's always trouble to be gotten into. And I've been watching the most exquisite show, which I will talk about in the next segment.
Segment.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.